Yeah, we're holding Daf Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. We'll do over again the top of the Gemara. And the Gemara starts off that Omakra, the Pasuk says, Vishachat Vichuka. There's a Pasuk that says, Vishachat Vichuka by the Paraduma. So therefore, we dash him Vishchit in. A Paraduma is only kosher if you make a Shchitah on it, but the Areif Allah, you can't just chop off the head like you do by Negla Rufa. If so, more is a question now. B'cholheichad echsivu bechuka lo dashinin kal v'chaim. Is it true? Even though the pasuk says the word chuka, you cannot make a kal v'chaim to say nu alocha. Like over here, really, before we had a kal v'chaim to say that a vegla rufa is no good b'shchita, but it's good by reifa. It's not a kal v'chaim to say that a paraduma, which is kosher b'shchita, for sure it should be kosher with an areifa just chopping off the head. So you're telling me the pasuk says v'chuka, therefore I do not make the kal v'chaim. So that's the question. I v'agabi yom kippurim, the echsiv bechuka by yom kippur. The pasuk says the word chuka by the kabbonis of yom kippur, and still v'tani we learn like this. The pasuk says v'yasol chatas that the shnei seirim you take, which is echol Hashem, echol azozom. It says you should make one of them a chatas, and we darshin hagerul oisa chatas v'yein Hashem oisa chatas. What makes it a chatas? The gerul. You have to use the gerul. The two lotteries to make which one's a girl, which one's the chatas Lashem, which one's Lazozel. But the Ein Hashem Meisachad, just the fact that you call it a korban chatas Lashem, that does not give it a shame chatas Lashem. So Moses says otherwise, without this pasuk Shiyoch, I would have thought to say, Baloi Dino, really it's a svar like this. The other type of karbonis, but there's no kiddush of a girl to pick out of a girl the carbon you want. Still, kiddush Hashem, if you say reizu chatis, it's kaveh to be carbon chatis. If so, here, mokim shekiddush a girl here by Yom Kippur, and the pasuk says the parsha of Shnei Seirim to make a girl to see which one should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel. If so, Mokim Shekiddush HaGoyrul here by Yom Kippur, and the Din is not a sword to say Shekiddush Hashem, that it should be enough just to say which one should be Kiddush Hashem. The Rashi brings down that to the Kal V'chaim is like, Ma'ab Mokim Shekiddush Hashem means, Kiddush HaGoyrul means, could go in Kinei Zovim, when the Zav has to bring the two birds, or else of your ledis, that Echid is Lechatas, V'echid is Le'ilo. There there's no Din Goyrul. Even if they call a girl, that does not make one for Chatas, one for Le'ilo. But rather, have to be Kiveret Pishayim, you have to call this one Chatas, this one an Eilo. So here by Yom Kippur, there is a parish of a girl. Isn't it a svar to say that if the Kohen wants to call it Chatas Lashem, that should be enough? On this Talmud Lem, the Pasuk says no. V'yasol Chatas, an extra Pasuk to say V'yasol Chatas means the girl. So we dash in HaGirul Oysa Chatas, only the girl can make it into a Chatas. V'yain Hashem Oysa Chatas. And just by Korei Hashem, just the Kohen saying you want this one to be a Chatas Lashem, it does not make it into the Chatzis Lashem. But I call upon him, what's the reason? Timer, why don't we make this Kal V'chaimer? Only because the Kosa Rachamon of Yisrael Chatzis is an extra posik to say for Yisrael Chatzis. For Lav Hochi, without this extra posik, Tashin and Kal V'chaimer will make a Kal V'chaimer. Yisrael Chur, you see, even though it says the word Chukah V'yom Kippurim, but if we have a Kal V'chaimer, Kal V'chaimer goes Lafukah, the word Chukah. A Kal V'chaimer is like it's in the parish itself. So I would have said to say that by the Chatas Lashem it could be Korei Hashem, as only because of an extra Pasuk of Yasol Chatas. So we have the Kasher back by the Paradumra. If you have a Kal V'chaimer to tell me that it should be Kasher even with an Areifa, just by chopping off its head, so what if it says the word V'chuka, or Kal V'chaimer should still like put the Inyan in the Parsha? So Mar says true. Mar says rather, Moses says rather, Miyat Rachmona Gabi Eglo, that says the word Ha'arufa. So from the word Ha'arufa, the hay we say, Zeis Bereifa, only by the Eglo Rufa, this calf. Here the mitzvah is, the hechshir is to chop off its head, because the extra word, the hay, Ha'arufa, Rashi says, Mash Mezu Arufa, V'yein Acheres Arufa, but V'yein Acheres Bereifa. That's why I know to say that by a paraduma, like a special miyut, that a paraduma is not kosher just with a rafa, just chopping off the head. Tzmur says the so now, but a eglo kshera v'shrita. So what don't I say if so an eglo rufa should be kosher with a shrita? And really mikal v'choyma. O ma por madach a paraduma. So huch shiro ba rafa. A paraduma is not kosher with a rafa. Like we just said, a paraduma has a miyut only b'shrita, not by rafa. Still kshira b'shchita. Paraduma is kosher with a ma'aseh shchita. If so, eglo, this eglo rufo, shek shereb areifa, the Torah says you could make an areifa, just chop off the head. If so, ein adin, isn't it a svar to say, shuk shru b'shchita, that shchita should also be kosher by an eglo rufo. On this amakwa, the Pasuk says, the orfa your eglo, so we darshan bareifa in b'shchita loy, as a Pasuk here also, Rashi says, the orfa eglo means, shin olea klas, the Pasuk says it twice, lakit, to see dafka this, and not b'shchita. Simple, the kids, even though we have a kavachayim, is both ways back, but still there's mutum akroa, but the Mishnah said that a poro is dafka b'shchita, and a egla rufa is dafka b'arufa. Now the Mishnah says, kosher b'kahanim, what's kosher about kahanim is possible levim. The hechshir of kahanim is possible by levim. And kosher b'levim, what's kosher b'levim, is possible b'kahanim. Like we'll see in the Gemara, there are things that are kosher b'kahanim, the worker is as soon as they become bar mitzvah, no matter how old they get, they can still do the avodah. Is that a psul b'levim? Like we'll see in the Gemara, levim has an age limit. They can only do the avodah from 30 to 50. And what's kosher b'levim means the levi has no psul of a mum. Even though he has mumim on his body, he's not possible to do his avodah. But that's possible b'kahanim, that has the psul by kahanim. Like we'll soon see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, Tara Rabban, what like this? Kahanim b'mumim psulim. Okoyin, the Torah says the parasha of a mum. If he's a bal mum, he's supposed to do the avodah. Vishonim ksherim, no matter how old he gets, if he's fit to do the avodah, he can still do it. Levim, by levim is the opposite. B'mumim ksherim, there's no psul mum by a levi. But vishonim psulim, by levim have a psul of shonim. When a levi becomes over 50 years old, he's supposed to do the avodah. So Nimtza comes out that kosher b'kanim, what's the kosher by kanim about his age limit, his possible levium, age limit is a psul by levium. But kosher b'levium, what's kosher about levium, that there's no psul in mum by levi, he should know that's possible b'kanim, that has a psul by kahanim. Samar says now, Mino and Emili, how do we know this yisoid? How do we know the two special halachas? The Torah Rabbah, learn like this, the Pasuk says in Bamidbom, Zeis Ashel Alevium, that this is the halachas of the Levim of a Levi. Matam Alema, what do we need the Pasuk of Zeis for? What does it come to teach us? Rashi says, Zeis Ashel Alevium, Kuli Yeserus, now the whole Pasuk is extra. The Kula Pashas of a Levim he, the Evel Lemichta, Mi Ben Chomish Riesim, should start off right away when he's 25 years. So what does that have to say? Zeis Hashel Alevim. So Mor says, Lefish Nev, because the Pasuk says, O mi ben chamishim shono yoshuv. That when a lady becomes 50 years old, he has to return. He can't do the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. He's the avoider. Lomano comes to teach us, Lelevim shashonim peislim bohem. That a lady, when he becomes 50 years old at this age, he's possibly can't sing anymore, he can't close the doors anymore, he can't carry the Mishkan anymore. There's a psul shonim by Levim. Yochel, I would have thought to say, mumin poislim b'hem. If so, who adin? If a Levi has a mum on his body, maybe he should also be possible to sing or to carry. And b'din, really, to swear that way. Uma kahanim, ma dirtu kahanim. Shein ha-shonim poislim b'hem. Kahanim have no psul of shonim. No matter how old they get, still the kosher to do the avodah. Still, mumin poislim b'hem. There's a psul mum by a kohen. If so, levium by the levium. Shashonim poislim b'hem. A levi has a psul of shonim. Say, at 50, you can't do the avodah anymore. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svar to say, she mumin poislim b'hem. Who then, if a levi has a mum, he should also be posel. On this Talmud, no, that's the extra postak here teaches us, and by Midbeches, that Zeis Asher Lalevim, this is the halachas of Levim, meaning to say, Zeis Lalevim, there's only a psul of Shonim of age wise by Levim that it becomes possible. But V'yein Acheres Lalevim, there's no other psul, there's no psul of Mum by a Levi. Now the Gemara says, Yoch, I would have thought to say, Yeah, Kahanim Psulim B'Shonim. If so, maybe Kahanim should also have a psul when they become 50 years old. Maybe they can't do the avodah anymore. And really, Valoy dinner, it's as far that way. Does not have a psul of a mum. Even though there's something blemishes on his body, still is cautious to do the avodah. Still, Shonim Poislim Ben, when a lady becomes 50, he can't do the avodah anymore. If so, Kahanim. You see, the Torah was more marked upon a Kayin, that when he has the Balmum, he can't do the Avodah anymore. If so, ain't the din, isn't it a svara to say she has shown him poislim them? Who are din? When a kohen becomes 50, maybe should also be possible to do the avodah. And this Gemara says no. Talmud Loim again, the same pasuk says zeis lalevim, that this psul of shonim years belongs to Levi. Meaning to say, v'loy ashel al kohanim, that this psul does not belong to the kohanim. That so when you become the age of 50, that's only a psul in the Levi and not a psul by a kohen. And the Wadina teaches us that there's no psul mum by Levi. Now the Gemara says, yochla, I would have thought to say, af pishilo, who base olamim kain, maybe he would do the Levi when he becomes 50 years old. He cannot do the avoid, not in Mishkan Shiloi, and not in the base of Mikdash. Rashi says, yochla, af pishilo, base olamim, shein avoidus levim ela soirim, or mishairim. In the base of Mikdash, all you have to do is just to sing, the shir. They sing, and who are din? They close the gates. So I would have thought to say maybe they're also the psul, but by shonim when they come 50 years old, they can't do the avodah. Maybe it's not only in the Mishkan they have such a psul. Maybe who are din in the Beis Hamikdash? On this note, the pasuk says Talmudim. The pasuk says lavoid avodas. That this pasuk in Bamidbar says, where does Levi have a psul of shonim? Only in the Mishkan, where the avoda was lavod avodas, so vidarshin avoda, lavod avodas avoda, viavodas masa. That's the pasuk. So vidarshin lo yamarti lebizman shara avoda v'ketef. That when is the psul of shonim? Only when Levim used to work in the Mishkan, where there the avoda was with the shoulders. We need to say they had to do hard work. That'll take down the Mishkan, carry the Mishkan, then when he becomes 50 years old, he's not fit anymore for that, then there's the psul of Levim. Mashenken, the avoid they do. Mashenken, the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, that there's no heavy work there. There it's only closing the doors and singing, and Echnami, there a lady could do it as long as he can sing, even though he's older than 50, still he could do the avoid. That's the specific, Labar avoidas, avoidas maso, only Bisman is an avoidas pekotev. Carrying things, that's when that person lives to 50 years old. Now, the question is, Kosa Vechrem, one pasuk says, Mi ben chamesh v'yesrim shono umalo, that when the Levi is 25 years old, then he can start doing the avodah. The Kosa Vechrem, one pasuk says, no, that Mi ben shloshim, when he's 30 years old, he can start doing the avodah. So let's try on the pasuk. You can't tell me the pasuk means bedavka when he's 30 years old. Shekvanem, because the pasuk already says chafei when he's 25 years old, the Levi could start doing the avodah. And v'yev shalom chafei, you can't tell me means bedavka when he's 25. Shekvanem shloishim, the pasuk says already shloishim. If so, okay, so how does it come out? Comes it like this: that chafei lilmoid. When a Levi is 25 years old, then he has to start learning the halach is about Hilchas Avodah. Rashi says, Lilmoid Hilchas Avodah. But Ushloishim Avodah, like after we learned already for 5 years, then he could start doing the Avodah. So true, he can't do the Avodah. Levi could only do his Avodah's Kotav when he was 30 until 50. Now, Mikan, what's the sexual limit here? Was he start learning at 25 and 30? Mashpat's only 5 years of learning. So Mikan, and here we learn out that Letalmud, if a Talmud is learning already for 5 years straight and he doesn't remember, he doesn't learn well, Rashi says, interesting, he doesn't see a good sign, meaning he learns and he forgets it right away. And so you should know, he's not going to see a simon, he'll keep on forgetting. So I once said over, Rashach said that about it today, you can't stop and say you learned for 5 years and you don't know, you stop learning. Here it means that somebody learned straight for 5 years with all his koiches, all the time he had, he put into learning, and it wasn't much clear, then he could stop. But if somebody like we just learned sometimes, that's no proof, we have to keep on going. But Mikra didn't hear, if a Talmud learned for 5 years and he doesn't see a simin, then shuv ein roya simin. That's the limit for this pasuk. That's why it says 25 and 30 teaches this limit of 5 years of learning, you're not going to see a simin after that. Rabbi Yosi says, Gimushon, no, it's 3 years. If Ben Levi learned for 3 years straight, he wasn't matzlich, he's not going to have a tzlacha. Shnei, the pasuk says, the pasuk of Daniel says, Ulegadlon, shonim shalosh, master for 3 years. And then it says, ulalamdom sefer v'loshen kastim. Smash me after 3 years, like it takes them only 3 years to learn this limud, not 5 years. So I said, v'idach derman yom. It says, no, it's 5 years. He said like this, v'idach shani loshen kastim tekolol. There you only had to teach the Lashon of Kastim, that was easier to learn. So that this Simon was for 3 years. But learning Torah, here the Simon is 5 years. Vidach, the other man, Yom holds no, really 3 years is the Simon of learning. How come here by the Levi was 5 years? He'll learn that Shani Hilchos Avodah did keep from the opposite. That learning Hilchos Avodah of Leviim, that's a very hard limud. Rashi says that Tkifim means Lohirid HaMishkan, taking down the Mishkan, or Leparkoil and Toysa, taking apart, putting it together, Lahamid Krosov, Krosov, Vihashir, LeKorbin, Bepel, VeKli, to know how to sing, Vishas, the Korbin, with your mouth and with the Kli. These were very hard avoidance. So here, Taka took 5 years. But a regular Limur, it's enough, 3 years. Because that's the Simon, again, after learning 3 years straight with all your curves without a stop. If you have no atzlocha, then it's a rai, you won't have atzlocha. But again, for us, we have to always keep on trying. Tanu Rabbanan, learn like this. Kohen mishiyovi shtei sairus, a kohen, once he becomes bar mitzvah, he's 13 years old, and he has two sairus, that's the simon, he's a godol midiraisa, is that sheyaskin until he becomes old, that he can't do the avoider anymore, he's kosher le'avoider, he's allowed to do the avoider, there's no psul shonim. O mumin, paislin boy. But if a kohen has a mum, that's a psul, he can't do the avoida. Then Levi is the opposite. A Levi, mi ben shloishim v'yad ben chamishim, kosher le'avoida, v'shonim poislim boy. That a ben Levi, he's only fit to do the avoida when he's 30 until 50. And we have before, it means doing the hard avoida of a kotev in the Mishkan, taking it down and putting it up, that he can only do when he's 30 until 50. Now, the Medrash Amun, when was it said? Only in the Mishkan and the Midbar, which to have the hard avoid of taking it down and putting it up. That's only kosher for Levi between 30 and 50. Avol Bishilo, Beis Alamin, where there was no avoid of kotev, there's no putting up and putting down. There, Ein of Solom, there's no psul by Shonim. No matter how old he is, he could do the shear and the doors. Elibakil, then in the Beis Hamikdash, he only becomes possible. Bakil means when his voice gives, when he can't sing nicely anymore, that's when he has to stop his avoider of shir. Now, Omri Rabbi Yosi, Yosi says, Micro, where's the pasuk for this? The pasuk says, Vayiki Echod, Lemechatrim, Ulemesherim,